conduct in business and in the ways of what we call ishtadlus, malacha, work, schirus, all the things that relate to one's possessions. That's the chelak hasheni. And we said that a person in this area makes two mistakes. If he is mefanes other people, besides his own personal minimum that he needs to live on, he also has to mefanes other people. He has a wife, he has children, he has workers. So there he makes two mistakes. The first one is he acquires his possessions in not kosher ways. And the second mistake is that he thinks that all the possessions and the wealth that comes to him is for his personal use. That's his second mistake. We said there's three types of possessions, panosa, that a person has. The first one is what he needs for his life to survive. The minimum what he ever needs to keep his goof and whatever alive. And that, we said, comes with a 100% guarantee you'll get that. The second chelek is the panosa that he needs for other people, to help other people survive. And the third category, how did he describe it? Just one second. Panosa she begeta hoy. Wealth. Rechusha ein la'adam teres boy. He has no need for it, no benefit for it. And he has to find out how to live with that and what to do with it. It's begeta pekodin, Hashem gave it to him as a pekodin. Stom is supposed to use it to give it away. Vatos ha-shlishis. Okay, we never did this. Now we got to the third mistake that this person makes. Imu tipesh, by the way, he says here clearly, this is, the guy's a fool. If he's not a fool, he won't make these mistakes. If you're making these mistakes, you have to be careful, because this is a tipesh makes these mistakes. All those big fancy green that looks so clever in New York that you see, the Chaim Salvador says they tip shit. It's a tipesh, because he thinks it's his money. Vatos ha-shlish is he shu amna moise le-kola mistoifefim sviya sa-panos ha-shaychim lem. Even though he gives everybody that sort of dancing around him, the panosa that he's supposed to give them, what Hashem decided that they're going to get via him. He keeps reminding them what good he did for them. As in, like he's the one that's mefanesing them. Providing them with their survival. He's a big boy chesed. You don't remember the chesed I did? I paid you your salary. I gave you food. And they want a lot of praise and thanks for what they did. And he wanted to serve him because of this. And he becomes very gaivadik. He doesn't thank Hashem that he made him the shliach to do good for other people. He thinks, if you didn't give me your panasa, yeah, if it wasn't for me, yeah, you wouldn't have panasa. If it wasn't for me, these guys would be dead long ago from starvation. If it wasn't for me, the yeshivas would have closed down long ago. I'm the one that's mefanes. The big mistake. But tipesh ze hu a misken. Not only is a tipesh, is a misken. How do you translate misken? It's too light. Misken is much worse than that. U misken. Ha misyagay le reik boi la mazeh li tzvohayna la'achi lo tam la'chayrim u mavsid es chore bo lam haba. He's losing his chaylek on olam haba. He's not getting schar for this in olam haba. He's killing himself to make all this money. He's giving it to other people, and he's not getting schar for it because he blew it. If you don't believe me that people like this walking around, I promise you, there are plenty. Plenty. Nish poshut. Aval bala seichel noig v'shleishu adorim alu b'derech hanochoina. A bal seichel conducts himself in these three areas with a correct approach. Sheyaitzi boi de choyves shatoyre matil olov. I'm yamakayving machiv that the Torah placed upon me. Veshumazik al yodo chaim toivim b'olam hazeh, and va'adeh he gets a wonderful life in this world. V'abetochen sheyesh l'apanos v'rechush shem b'yad elokim. And his betochen, that all his panos and his wealth, it's all in Hashem's hands. V'yoter chazak mi'abetochen sheyesh l'apanos v'rechush shem b'yadoy. Mipnei she'einu yodeim apanos v'rechush shem b'yadoy nitne lo b'tor panos v'michyo. Or b'tor panos v'hoy, he never knows why he's getting this panos. Is this panos for me to live on? Or is this panos for me to distribute? It's not a simple test. He never knows where his lines are. Maybe I need this extra $1,000 for my family to thrive better. Or maybe not. Maybe I'm going to give it away. He's always confused. So he knows the money that he's given away is all he knows. That he's got. That's his. That he's not worried about anymore. He gave it away. He knows it's in the bag. The money he's holding on to, he always has complications with it. And if he conducts himself correctly with this wealth that he has, he will get all the cover that he deserves in this world, not by wanting it, by running away from it. And the scha will be for him in Olam Haba intact. Haleluko Asha Ish Yores Hashem at Seif HaMizbo. Go have a look at Kufiud Beis. I don't know what it says. I'm going to tell him off by heart. But that's what it's talking about there. We can look at it. Asha ish yores Hashem at sof hamizmo. Kufiud Beis. Anybody know as it finishes off that? No, no Tehillim goggles yet. Someone has betochen. What's it between a baal betochen as seichel and a baal betochen, or someone who's not a baal betochen is a tipish? Is a baal betochen understands his enormous responsibility here with this extra money that he has. If he himself doesn't know what to do with it, he'll go ask Shabbos. Whereas the tipish thinks it's his, and he's the funnest of the world, and he's taking care of the world, and that's it. You know, Donald Trump was at the Kaisel, he was standing with his hand on the Kaisel. Do you know what he was saying? Somebody sent me a joke. He was saying, Hashem, it's Donald here, do you need anything? You see, Donald, people like that, they think that they think they're in control. They don't understand. Whatever we have, whatever's coming to us, you have to ask Hashem. Why did you give me this extra money? What am I supposed to do with this? What do you want me to do with this? Not, Kef, now I can go to the Bahamas. You know, we always wanted to go to the Bahamas. Maybe you're supposed to go to the Bahamas with it. I don't know. Maybe that's why I did give it to you. And if you don't use it for that, you're also going to be chayv. There's no pushup. You should put what you do with all this extra money that you have. If you really have this problem, come speak to me. I'll tell you. I've got a couple of eitzes. I can tell you what to do with it. There's plenty of almanas and yoseimim and talmidei chachomim and whatever that could use that. Easy to get rid of it. Very easy. He's a very wealthy man. I'm talking about very wealthy, super wealthy. South African. And he wasn't married at the time. He was an old guy and he wasn't married. They came as a group, so they took him to meet Rabbi Aaron Leib. So they asked Rabbi Aaron Leib, give him a bracha, he's not married. He said, why are you not married? Such an eligible bachelor, you know, with all your wealth and you're so intelligent, good looking guy like you, why aren't you married? He says, I can't get married because I'm always scared that the girl is not interested in me. She's going to want to marry him for my money and I want to marry somebody who wants me and I can't get married. Rabbi Aaron Leib, without flinching, said, that's very easy. Give me all your money, you can go get married. I know what to do with your money. You don't. Your money's stopping you getting married. Eva, boy, give it away. Give me all your money. I know what to do with it. It's not going to interfere with my life. And you go get married. He got married soon after that, by the way. Just if you want to know what happened, if there any... The woman always want to know what the end of the story is, you know, like, where was the chassid? If anybody wants to know, he got married afterwards. It was a very nice wedding. Anyway. וישנם גם השושם כל השתידוסם ליצוע הין ולהגדיל לא ישראל אינו הם בני שהם אוהבים כובד מבני אדום. There's another reason why people want lots of money. It's not for the money. They got enough money. They don't need money. They want more money because they want כובד. People want כובד. ובני שהם רצים לעס לעס מעצמם שם על ידי האישה. Big donor once told me, said one of the guyvers of being a bulk stalker, it's a guyver to be a bulk stalker. There's a guyver in it. The fact that you can give stocker puts you a cut above the rest. So there's a shtickle guy in being a bald stocker. Imagine every penny he's giving away, he's digging his grave deeper and deeper. Guyver's the worst thing. And he's giving stocker, he's feeding into his guyver. Imagine what an insane that is. Terrible insane, but that's what it is. He wants covered. Well, that covered's a good thing. Covered's a very good thing in Olam Haba. That's what he wants in Olam Haba. Person wants covered. doesn't want kovod, but he's eating up all his kovod in this world. He's eating the Shabbos kugel on Erev Shabbos, the Chofetz Chaim used to say. Kugel's a wonderful thing, but you don't eat it on Erev Shabbos, you eat it on Shabbos. If you eat the kugel on Erev Shabbos, you don't have kugel on Shabbos. He said, kugel's kovod. It's a wonderful thing for Olam Haba. But you don't eat kovod on Erev Shabbos, you want it for Shabbos, you need kovod. Kovod's what we, that's what we want in Olam Haba, is kovod. But all the kovod you get, yeah, they take it away there. No matter how much they have, it ain't enough. It's not enough. Yesh mona roisa masan. You want 100, he wants 200. He's flying first class, he's embarrassed because he doesn't have his own jet. He has his own jet, he's embarrassed because he doesn't have the super new jet. They ain't ledova sof for these people. Ain't ledova sof. Frank Waxman tells a story once. He was flying somewhere and they got bounced up to first class. He's sitting there next to a guy from one of these Arab nations or whatever, and the guy's the minister of some of this nation, and the guy is embarrassed to death that he's in first class, and he's apologizing. Frank Waxman said he apologized 10 times to him on the flight, that really he never flies first class, he always flies in his own jet. They have their own jet, but there was a technical problem with the jet and they had to fly back, so whatever, so he's flying first class and he's meeting his jet wherever they're going or whatever, and there he's going to get his private jet. The guy was embarrassed to death. Never. And that's what he's saying here. There's not enough kovod in the world for this guy. He's always hungry for his kovod. This guy that thinks the more that he's got, the more kovod he's going to get, it's an absolute idiocy. What causes him to make this terrible error is he doesn't know what causes COVID in this world and COVID in Olam Haba. Why does he make this mistake? What's the cause of this mistake? If you ever look, you'll see that most of the world gives COVID to Ashirim. It's a fact. Who do they give COVID to? Who do they have dinners in honor of? And who do they do all the COVID for? It's Ashirim. When was the last time they made a dinner in honor of, you know, the biggest beggar in town? You know, they get up and they praise him because of how well he goes and knocking on doors and he raises money. And when was the time they made a dinner for that guy? No, they make the dinner for the Gvirim. They have dinners for the rich guy. So you see, if you look around, you'll see how MS Eidla Atzmoy, the Gvirim, the rich people, get covered. Achlamit Yosholdova, Eliel Moid Mizesh, Ashirim Amnam Reim, the covered. Don't think from there that they really deserve the kovod. Why do people give kovod to these people? Because magialem kovod. Some are magialem kovod. Not saying not. Some are magialem kovod. But why do people give kovod to the rich people? Because he's jealous and he wants some of his wealth. He thinks if he gives him enough flattery and he gives him enough kovod, they'll eventually give him some of his wealth. That's why they're mechabed ashirim, because he wants a chelek of his wealth. He's chaymed after it. He also wants a chelek. So how do you get it? You give flattery. Yes sir, no sir, and you dance around him, whatever, eventually gives you a check. A very wealthy donor in South Africa once told me, a certain Rosh Hashiva who used to, not from his hashkofa b'lichlal, real Litvish Hashiva, this guy was more left-wing, whatever, but he used to support this Rosh Hashiva a lot, and asked him why? Well, yeah, this guy's not your hashkofa, it's the anti-hashkofa, you hate this hashkofa. He says, I'll tell you why, all the other mushilochim and people that come in here, whatever I say to them, they say, yes sir, they agree with everything I tell them, and they're nice to me, whatever, because they want my money. He says, this Rosh Hashiva tells me you're an idiot, you're a fool, you don't know what you're talking about. He says, I see he cares about me, not about the money. Because if he cared about the money, he wouldn't give me such musa. He says, this guy gives me musa, he comes in here, he gives it to me in the Rosh. He tells me you're not going to go to heaven, you're going to go to hell, you're going to burn. He says, so I realize he cares about me. You see, that's a Baal Betochen. Baal Betochen understands, this is in business as well. The Baal Betochen understands that the money's coming from Hashem. He said that earlier. So therefore he doesn't give flattery and accept what everybody says to him. Because he knows it's not going to make any difference. This guy gives me a check, he doesn't give me a check. So why am I seeing this guy? Because I need the money. No, Hashem sent me to him. What for? It must be to set him straight. This guy told me this guy cares about me. That's why I help him. All the other guys, I care about my money. So whatever, they get what they get. But this Rosh Yeshiva, he loves me. That's what he said. It's an amazing thing. And I'm talking about a hard-nosed businessman. You know, it wasn't... So that's why these people are giving them COVID, not because he deserves COVID. Behind his back, you know what they say about this guy.
Vilo el amon ha'am seichel, ayu mevinim ki ein b'yecholtam u'b'koicham shel ha'ashirim latet, rak lemi shebo'ero gozo v'itne lo.
These people would understand that these rich people can't give money to anybody unless Hashem decided they're going to get it. You go knock on a guy's door, you want to do a deal, you're trying to sell him a vacuum cleaner or whatever. If Hashem hasn't been going that you should sell this vacuum cleaner to him, you're not going to sell it. He's not going to give you a donation. He's not going to do this deal with you because Hashem decided it already.
Hashem decided.
So they rely on Hashem and nobody else. And they do the ishtadlis. They have to do because you have to do ishtadlis. And he only gives covered to the person that has the midas and the milas that Hashem says is mechubadim. Hashem glaner mereish aboyer chaver otoy. The Moshe Kosov ki mechadei chaver. Those that I give covered to, Hashem says, those you have covered for. That means this guy's doing what Hashem wanted him to do, and he's keeping the mitzvahs, and he's doing the rotzon Hashem, and he's allocating his wealth the way he's supposed to. As magil of covered because Hashem is mechabed him. But you don't give him covered because you're trying to flatter him, because you're trying to get something out of him, because he can't help you and he can't give you anything because it's all Hashem.
Umechiven shereit vekovered elo oisim shtus achas, v'zeh shehem mishtamshim b'emtzoyim bilti nechoyim kedei leagei lakovered.
And because these people that are pursuing covered, they make this terrible mistake, shtus achas. The Rishon calling it shtus. Yeah, we use the word shtus very lightly today, but the Rishon using the word shtus, it means absolute idiocy. The debt that they're using, the means that Hashem gave them totally incorrectly in order to get covered. You have this idiocy, Hashem brings them another shtus. Hashem makes them make another error that they use means that are totally incorrect in order to acquire their wealth. And as a result of that, they are drowning all their days in their lives in total toil and stress and gear rabba. Enormous effort. She thought it to get their wealth. As a covert. As a result of that, they denigrate and they ignore and they don't do the chivin that Hashem places upon them. And to give praise. They don't take time to think and to thank Hashem for the good that He's doing for them. Dvarim shal yodem lelo sofek hayu masigim yoysakal veyoysim ha'eh es ha'ish v'kovet shem sheifim alav. If they would do the good things that Hashem told them to do and the right things and thank Hashem for it, then all the ocean covered them agilem, they would get it anyway. Kamo shomar kosuv oirech yamim b'myana b'smayla ha'ish v'kovet. In Hashem's hands is wealth, and in Hashem's hands is long life, and Hashem's hand is ha'ish v'kovet. V'nema v'ha'ish v'kovet milfanecha. Who gives ha'ish v'kovet? Hashem milfanecha. Who has more covered in the world today than Reb Chaim Kanievsky? It always amazes me. Reb Chaim is the biggest pillar for me. The entire world stands outside his door every day just to give him covered. And what did he do? What did he do to get this covered? He's a big greer, he gives wonderful lectures, he's written wonderful svarim, he has actually, but very few people that are standing outside his door understand even one word that's in those svarim. Derech Emunah, you ever try to learn Derech Emunah? I'm just saying, his masterpiece is a masterpiece. But how many people have given him covered because of money? No! And what did he do? Why does he get all this covered? And he won't starve to death either. People are prepared to give him limousines and houses and air conditioner. People will give him anything just to have a cashier with him. What did he do? He sat and learned Torah and had trust in Hashem. He got it a lot easier than all the guys that are coming and knocking on his door for eights and how to do business deals. How did that happen? How did that happen? I don't think he's given a public share even in his life. Bisada. But many people have good yichus that unfortunately never today are not even trained to carry mitzvahs. Good yichus doesn't help if you don't know how to use it properly. Good yichus means Hashem knocks on your door. You don't have to go look for him. But you have to open the door and know what to do with it when you open the door. Yichus sometimes can be a bigger nisoyin than no yichus. Not so posh at having yichus. People expect things from you and you can go a bit crazy also. you can think you can rest on your laurels.
Lots of posh. No, just that amazing. Every time I go there, like, what are all these people doing here? What do they want from you? 1 minute with Reb Chaim, guys would pay millions. No? Isn't that what he's saying?
They want a buha.
A buha, yeah. So why is he the guy that can give them a buha? What's with all their shtadis and their money and all their koiches, weights and yodi? They understand that 3 Rosh HaTevis from Reb Chaim's worth all the... Oh, must be, oh. Have to learn from that. Ulufamim, Evshalim Tzoban, right for Hamaman. You can find also among those that pursue money. Ka'elu she'agel Hamamalat k'tzei tavosam al-yedei ma'amatzeim v'yigosam. You find among them people that actually did, through their enormous toil and effort, arrive at wealth. V'yeshnem ka'elu she'agel Hamaman al-yedei Yerusha u'v'drochim doimim. They're those that got it through Yerusha. No, Uncle Bob died, whatever, in Miami and left him 3 buildings or whatever. You know, some long lost uncle. They think that the means that they did acquired in the moment. If it wasn't for all this work, if it wasn't for the Yerusha, then the money wouldn't have come to them. They praise the Shtadlises. They don't praise Hashem that gave them these means. How similar are they to a man who's walking in the midbar? The Tokafo Saint Simon, and he suddenly gets a tzame, he's thirsty, dehydrated, a motze bobo echad maim sheni metukim. He finds a well that has water in it, that's the good news. The bad news is it's not drinkable. And he's so happy and he drinks his water and he quenches his thirst with this water. He finds a beautiful well with sweet, beautiful water. He quenched his thirst with this terrible, bitter water and he's upset, he regrets it. He could have waited a bit and he would have got his mind. This marshal needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of work, this marshal. These people that are thirsty, dehydrated for moment. The first thing that comes to them, they don't check it as it mutter, also heter, they grab hold of it. Even if it requires enormous toil and effort that's going to keep them away from their avodas Hashem. In a lawyer, Mishdamshin, Bim Tsay Zay, Hayu Masigim, it's a moment of them, Tsay Kalvin, Achriyata. Had he not taken all the money from this enormous toil or whatever, he would have found the money through much easier statuses. Kamosha Zvanu Lil, as I explained above. Kamosha Nema, Ki Ain La Shem Matzo, Le Shem Barabu Mamat. Hashem has nothing holding him back to give you a lot or a little. There's a Maestro of Talbot brings in his safe of a certain Talmud Chochem, who needed Panosa, said Davin to Hashem. He was on his way to the Beis Midrash and he saw lying in the mud a gold coin. It was enough to give him panosa for a long time. And he said, that's not for me. I don't have to make so much effort to bend down and pick up a gold coin that's lying in the mud. That's not my gold coin. And he went to the Beis Midrash and sat and learned. An hour later came someone to the Beis Midrash and gave him a gold coin. Truma, you're learning. I want to use the gospel. And he gave him the gold coin. He said to him, where did you find this gold coin? He said, it was lying in the mud. I found this out. I picked it up and I cleaned it. And I gave it to you for the stocker. Now, once again, before you walk past that gold coin and tell you it's not for you, it's too much ishtadlis, you have to ask Charles. But the clouds are cloud. There's certain things. For him, it was too much ishtadlis. Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld also one day, for certain reasons, needed to make ishtadlis for Panosa. Not for him. He saw that his wife wasn't handling it so well. There was no food in the house, whatever. So he had to do ishtadlis, and he happened, whatever. Somebody followed him. And he went outside, and he walked a few meters on the house, and he kicked around in the dust, and he picked up 3 gold coins. And he went home. No, you have to know who you are and where you're holding. We're not trying to know practically what to do with this, but the principle is a principle. Sometimes comes to us ishtadlis or whatever, and you have a wonderful opportunity to make something. Yeah, it's not so posh that that's what you should be doing. It could come, it's going to come anyway. Is this the right ishtadlis? Is it the right amount? Is it kosher? Is it blah, 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 blah. That requires a lot of courage to ask the questions.
happened to me a few times. I've had opportunities whenever I was to ask my Rav and he told me no, and it didn't make any sense. And afterwards I realized, the Yetzirah has many ways of testing us, and Hashem has no limit to the ways he can finesse us if we just play straight. I'm giving a vada at 10 o'clock. 12 o'clock. What time? 12 o'clock. I'm giving a pre-shvuz vada at 12 o'clock to the whole yeshiva. Anybody's interested.
What about Monday?
Tomorrow's Monday.
Tuesday.
Thursday.